is Destination Midnight. You are listening to the Dreadhouse Podcast.
Welcome to the village of Buntry, a small parish that hides a secret that the 201 residents of the village do not want the rest of the county knowing about. Buntry has been a safe haven for men and mainly women for over 600 years who have escaped convictions for providing a requested service. Once said service had been performed, usually having a supernatural element, it scared the villagers, who in turn felt it was their duty to report them rather than pay up. Buntry resides in a central position located in one of the last dense forests, nowhere near a motorway, M3 or M4. The A31 and A35 are still both a few miles away. There is a road in and out of the village, but blink and, for some strange reason, your memory of the place will disappear just as quickly. If you can find the village on digital maps, try and drag the yellow human on the road and you'll see the camera vehicle has never been there. Well, it did pass through in 2017, but none of the footage was able to be published. Our story concerns a woman and resident by the name of Willow Marrick. Marrick was born in Caverick, South Cornwall, roughly 5 miles from Lizard Point in 1637. I haven't misspoken, and you did hear me correctly. I said resident. Residence, current, active, supposedly. This is what I'm attempting to clarify and get to the bottom of. How can a woman born in 1637 be a resident of a village in a southwestern English county? This throws up so many questions of your practicality. Such as, if so, how so? Who owns the land her house sits on? How can she be alive for over 400 years? Or is it a long line of women with the same name? I received an email from a member of the parish, a woman by the name of Brioni Loon. The email reads as follows. Dear Mr. Hain, I hope this message finds you well. It has been brought to my attention that a resident of the village, a one Miss Willow Marrick, was last seen in the parish on the 16th of Feb 2023. Her modest cottage, number 9 Pound Lane, has not been attended since. As you were a previous resident of the village, and this is not a usual occurrence for residents, I'm wondering if you know of her whereabouts. Our usual methods of investigating have proved fruitless. I await your speedy response. Yours sincerely, Brioni Loon. I can't state how small this village is. It really is. It has a pub called the Cat and Diablery, JM's village shop and post office, which has a small chemist, some say alchemist, and Café Luminance. It is located in the middle of the New Forest. It started with a small lone cottage and then the village grew up around it. I lived there for 42 years. Apart from myself, only one other person has lived there and moved away. Sort of permanently, which in itself is a strange word for people like myself. People leave the village, find me, stay with me, and then go back. Hence why Loon contacted me. Marrick did contact me. She came to see me on the 24th of February. I've known Willow for a very long time. Incredibly so. Let that word sink in for a second. Incredibly. Is that a reference to the lack of belief? Or the inability to comprehend human lifespans? I'll let you decide, and I offer no further justification. She knocked on my door, I opened it, and responded. With surprise, I might add. And then our conversation began.
I saw him, but I'm convinced it was him.
Are you sure? I mean, how do you know it was him?
Of course I'm not sure, but I got the feeling of dread when I saw him.
It can't be him, can it? We made sure he couldn't come back. That was the point. How can it be him?
The oldest being I know is asking how. Are you joking?
I understand the how. There are other questions the how throws up, like why? Why now? What does he want? What will he get from coming here?
I was wondering if you knew of any magic you came across in the New World that would have made this possible.
And magic is old enough and definitive enough that it can't be undone, I think. In the New World, a lot of what I did was final. I'm not aware of any of it being undone. I'm quite sure I would have been told by now. Who else knows?
No one. I, I ran well, you know. Came straight here. I didn't want him to see me.
Mrs. Lou knows you're missing. She wrote me. Quite concerned, don't you know?
What'd you say?
I said I would look out for you, and if you didn't surface, I would go and look for you.
Can I stay here?
If you must.
You're too kind.
Really not trying to be.
Don't worry, it's obvious.
For context, I am going to build up some suspense. I know what you are thinking or going to ask. Who is the he that Willow referred to? The he is a particularly nasty individual by the name of Matthew Hopkins, the Witchfinder General. Hopkins hunted down and had many men and an awful lot of women either hung or burnt at the stake. You can understand why even a mere glimpse of him would send a shiver down the centuries of any well woman. If it is him, and at this point I'm not saying it is, I'm concerned and intrigued how he found Buntry. Something he has not been able to do before. We have always referred to his story as the curious case of Hopkins, a bewitched man who hunted well women. Let's return to the start of the protagonist's origins. In a fishing village in Coverick, South Cornwall, a young Willow Marrick was seen to have special abilities that were used and welcomed by the members of the village. Once she reached her teens, a local boy from a neighbouring village went missing. A search was conducted and arranged, and the boy was found alive half a mile outside of Coverick 3 days later. The boy, who'd been a talkative child, was rendered mute by the experience until he saw Marrick, and then he whispered, "Willow," and that was all he ever said again. This sent minds drifting and accusations flying. A small mob of 30 people gathered to confront Marrick. She was, however, tipped off and she fled, an occurrence that would be a usual event for her. It was unclear what the boy saw and why he was so distressed. We know he saw something, or he saw Willow do something. Fast forward 10 years. In a village in the old county of Middlesex, three worlds collided. Matthew Hopkins, Willow Marrick, and an extremely famous and talented well woman by the name of Edith Burrows. Marrick was drawn to Burrows to learn the ways of the well woman, to gain knowledge handed down through the centuries. Hopkins was drawn to Burrows for fame. If he could convict her, he would be the most famous witch hunter the country had seen. He made his way to find her, making inquiries as he went, claiming to be a concerned citizen. He tracked her down to the defunct county, and the two faced off in the centre of the village. Marrick was with Burrows and tried to drag her away, but Burrows turned to her and said, "I have to do this," and started chanting as she stared right through Hopkins. A strange feeling came over him and he started to shout, "Witchery! She's a witch!" Once the incantation was complete, he dropped to the floor, and two large men grabbed Edith Burrows and led her away despite the protests of Marrick. Burrows was led far away to a place called Ponder's End, a final destination for the condemned. She was hung for witchcraft with no trial on July the 3rd, 1683. Willow Marrick had already fled to Buntry, and try as he might, her trail went cold for Matthew Hopkins. Marrick approached the parish council for what to do, and a decision was made to send a letter to the New World for assistance. On the 3rd of March 1685, a letter arrived from America with a set of specific instructions. Willow followed them to the letter, gathered all she required and two companions, and started the hunt for Hopkins. They found him in Winchester, near the cathedral, on a rainy day in August 1821. "I hear you've been looking for me," said Willow. "And now I've found you, witch," growled Hopkins. "I think it is I that has found you, Mr. Hopkins," replied Willow. "What curse did Burrow place upon me?" asked Hopkins. "None of that is important anymore. I'm going to release you. You were given a gift and an insight and you squandered it," replied Willow. "You're going to kill me then," said Hopkins. "No, not at all. That would be too easy, Mr. Hopkins. I have something far better in store than that," replied Willow. The three well-beings made a triangle formation and started slowly walking towards Hopkins. He stepped backwards in fear. "Stay back, witch," he shouted. Willow Marrick raised her right arm to the sky and stared at him with piercing eyes, and then whispered,
"Don't get scared."
To protect yourself against the Destination Midnight, email info@thedreadhouse.com.
Destination Midnight was recorded in front of a dead studio audience.